I'd like to call us back into order. We are on ONCA 25108. This Congresswoman Lemon, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I don't remember where I was in my comments, but I think I was talking about when I first came on 7 years ago and was one of the very first things that I was approached about by other members of Congress is we need to file a lawsuit. And at that time, there was so much infighting. And we all talk about wanting to work together. And there are times that we do, and there are times that we just don't. And it's kind of the ebb and flow of how this works, that natural tension that, we as individuals bring and that we also sit through and, receive from other areas. And it's a political tension that if it doesn't get personal, a lot of times we can kind of have some give and take, but when the feelings get involved, we lose the ability to communicate. So 7 years in now, I'm like, we need some clarification after some experience here. I think we possibly underutilize our courts. I understand why people wouldn't want to go for a lawsuit, but then I understand why they would. I see both sides of it, and I see there's benefit in it at times. So my no votes on these Treasury and this bill, and it's nothing personal. It's truly just the fact that I can read the room. I know my vote's not going to change anything. I'm not trying to change anyone's mind at this point. I hope that we do finally get some clarification. The 120 days on this bill and the prior bill, I mean, yeah, we were in a situation that was not ideal. Could we have done some other things? Possibly as this body, we possibly could have. Could we have all gotten on the same page about it? I don't know. It's that political tension back and forth. Does the 120 days, what happens after that? You know, there's really not much teeth to it. And so ultimately, I understand why we're here. I totally do, Congressman Potts and Congresswoman Rivard, why these bills are in front of us. And I hope that at some point in time that we do get clarity. And it's probably going to have to come from our Supreme Court. And I don't necessarily feel like that's a bad thing. I really don't. It could help us get to a middle ground, possibly, after the dust settles, if it does go that way. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Anyone else wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And I echo some of what Congresswoman Rivard said when we spoke about ONCA 2556 regarding the appointment of a qualified individual in the interim. And I understand what Congresswoman Lemon is saying. We've both been here almost 7 years. And unfortunately, just in one vacancy, not counting the vacancy between Mr. Alexander to Mr. Littleton, and then from Mr. Littleton to our interim, then the vacancy from interim to who we currently have as our treasurer, just the vacancy from Littleton to our current was 1,055 days. It's pretty sad that we have to stand here and say, out of 7 years that I've served in this body, 2.8 of those years have been without a chief financial officer for this nation. That's pretty bad. So what do we do about it? We're lawmakers. We write laws to improve the course of our nation. We require 120 days for the appointment of our health board. This body saw fit that that board needs to be staffed within 120 days if there's a vacancy. Surely we can get behind. We should also put in law that if our treasurer is left vacant, we should have it filled within 120 days. And it's right. What do we do about it? There's not teeth in this bill. If I knew that I could get some teeth in this bill, I would have put it in there. But I went for what was acceptable. And I don't have much to offer of what happens if they go to 121 days. But I will say this. I was pretty vocal when we went 1,055 days. I know there's two people in this room that are talking about fulfilling that chair in the next chief's election. The two of them are sitting in this room. There's another one that already sits in one of those executive offices, and I'm looking right at you, Assistant Chief. If you're ever in that chair, and to the two people in this room that are thinking about it, if you go to 121 days, I'm going to scream louder next time. And I hope that there are 12 other or 11 other members on this body that will scream louder next time. Because not only will you have public opinion on your side that you need to fill a vacancy for the chief financial officer within 120 days, you will have the law on your side to back you up. That's why it's important that we put this in law. My final statement is I hope that this isn't challenged in our courts. In the unfortunate situation that we ever have to be there again where we go 120 days, potentially at that point it's challenged. But surely we should aspire to have a person in the chair of a chief that says, you know what, I'm going to comply with the law. I'm going to find somebody in 121 days. Because what we have in our experience is, as we talked about briefly, this position went unadvertised in those 1,055 days. Then it was advertised once, it was advertised twice. Well, we all know the third time is the charm. That's when we get it. You don't just give up on this pursuit. Our Constitution calls us to try, and when we fail, we try again. That's what we have to do here. That's why I'm coming forward with this law for both our Attorney General and our Treasurer, because I believe that we can find somebody in 120 days. With that, I urge my colleagues to vote in favor of this, and I yield my time. Thank you.
The question is, shall ONCA 25108 pass? Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 25108 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 25108 will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 25110. Also, I'd like to note on 25110, the alternate effective date is not listed. However, there is an alternate effective date, so we will be voting on an alternate effective date. ONCA 25110, enact to place limitations on the campaign donations from appointed officials to candidates running for an elected office of the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Goodfox, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak for or against ONCA 25110? Hearing Congresswoman Rebart.
So thank you, and I want to thank Congresswoman, you know, Goodfox for filing this bill. And again, since I've been here serving as an elected official, I've noticed that there's been limitations put on those running during our elections. Number one, I think in our own congressional rules, it says that, you know, that certain members can and cannot attend certain functions during the campaign season, particularly if we go to California, Texas, Colorado, there's limitations on the travel and who can travel and when. So the intent, I think, with that rule is that you're not using funds of the nation to campaign upon. This bill is saying, hey, I want to limit that people that are elected or appointed to our boards that they cannot provide a donation to the elected officials, and I agree with that. There's one thing that I've learned in this position for myself is there's good politics and there's bad politics. and I've seen both. My biggest concern during campaign season is when my colleagues, or any congressional member since day one, even when I served on the Minerals Council, when you come to the podium and you use the nation's money to run and to campaign for your effort at that time, that's where I want to get to the point that we limit. That's a bigger issue, is when those running come up to this podium and say, I want to use the tribe's money during election season to get votes. That's also an issue. This is the beginning, or part of it, and I appreciate that this bill's coming forth, because this is an issue that I've seen, especially with spending, sitting as the appropriations chair over and over, sitting here with my colleagues year after year, watching our government. But there's nothing that limits anybody coming up here during a season of election to come up here and say, I want to do a per cap for everybody, using the nation's money to campaign. And I don't think that's proper. So I'm going to vote yes for this bill, because it's the beginning of saying we are going to respect our elections and whose money we're using to campaign. So I appreciate it, and I'll be voting yes. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak for or against? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. You know, I had a colleague say, did something happen? And I was like, no, I just been giving it some thought. And, you know, we saw some changes in the last election cycle that prohibited candidates getting money from vendors. And I started thinking about it, and the way that our boards are, as we vote for 3-year terms, it's inevitable that current sitting board members are going to, at some point between the two candidate cycles, they're going to kind of line up. And I just felt like it could be construed that someone is making a political donation as a current sitting board member for a yes vote from that member of Congress that they feel confident may get back into their seat. And it's not just limited to boards. I don't believe that the Attorney General, who we also confirm, or the Treasurer, who we also confirm, should be providing monetary donations to any candidate. It just adds another level of good ethics, and I don't see anything wrong with that. So I'm going to encourage you to vote yes. I think that this will serve us well moving forward. Thank you.
The question is, shall ONCA 25-110 pass? Roll call, please.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Shaw.
Yes. ONCA 25-110 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 25-110 will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCR 2523, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to Bank of Oklahoma Financial N.A., BOKF N.A., for business account services to the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCR 2523? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, colleagues. This resolution was a sponsorship asked by the treasurer. He asked me to run this for him. And the main thing that he said to me was that we're leaving money on the table. And what he was talking about was the return on our monies that are sitting in banks. And he was wanting to consolidate some accounts and pull them together so that we receive a larger return. Thank you.
The question is, shall ONCR 2523 pass? Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCR 2523 passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on motions and notices. Congressman Keene.
Speaker, I make a motion to place Scotty Ray Lawrence on the next day's agenda for interview and consideration of confirmation to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Congressman Keene.
Speaker, I make a motion to place Robert Daniel Carter on the next day's agenda for interview and consideration of confirmation to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Congressman Keene.
Speaker, I make a motion to place Lou Anna Redcorn on the next day's agenda for interview and consideration of confirmation to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission Board.
Second.
There is a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. We are still on motions and notices. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, Speaker, I'd like to notice the Natural Resource Committee meeting today from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. We will be discussing water rights with our Attorney General and Department of Natural Resources, and we will also be discussing the restricted property improvement program that is administered by the real estate office. Those are our two topics, so I hope you can join. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Anything else? We're now on adjournment. Congresswoman Lemon.
Tomorrow.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, Speaker, I just had a question real quick. If we're going to interview the appointees, do you think maybe we should wait till I'm just wondering if we reach out to them, would they be available by tomorrow? That was my point.
Sorry.
Point of order.
The motion was to interview in place, yes. Included both. Yes, correct. Congresswoman Lemon?
Well, with Congresswoman Rivard's, I agree. It's pretty short notice for them to show up for an interview, unfortunately. I mean, just for professional courtesy. We can... Oh, that's true. That's an option. I'm all about technology.
Speaker, maybe they could join us via Zoom, if that would be okay with Congress.
I believe that would be okay with Congress. So is there a motion? Congressman Keene's motion to place them for tomorrow to interview has already passed, so that's in place. Any other action?
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Motion is second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. We are adjourned. Thank you and have a good day.